nervous. Anyway, maybe after this message, I will not feel nervous anymore. I will go home. Anyway, let's open our Bible in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." As an introduction to our message this evening, let us study some cause of physical strength. To become physically strong, we need to do something like having proper exercise, like jogging, push-up, weightlifting, etc. Having proper exercise. If we say proper, not too much. Proper. Exactly. Amen? Then not only proper exercise, proper food. Eating proper food. Do you know the Go, Grow, and Glow food? Do you know that food? No? I don't know also. Anyway, Go food means rich in carbohydrates that gives energy to our body. Grow food. Rice, bread, noodles, potato. Then the grow food is rich in protein that helps our bones and muscle grow. Muscle. Amen? Meat, peas, and beans. Then the glow food helps our body to prevent diseases. Fruits and vegetables. Anyway, not all food are healthy for the body. So we need to choose what is a proper food to our body. Not only eating proper food, but also proper resting, rest. At least we need to sleep 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day. Not only that, we need to take vitamins, proper vitamins that fit to our body. One day, I'm watching a TV when I'm in the Philippines. Then I saw the commercial promotion for the vitamins. You know the vitamins, Centrum? Centrum Complete. Oh, I said, I told my wife, you buy some for me. Then she bought some, I think 10 pieces. Then I try it. Oh, I said, I'm strong. Strong eating and sleeping. That's why I stopped it. It's not fit. It's not good for me. Then, of course, we need to drink water. At least 10 glasses of water a day. It's good for our body. And of course, sometimes we need to drink also energy drinks. Like Gatorade. The official energy drinks of the NBA. Right? It's in the label. The official energy drinks of the NBA. Okay? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I will read again. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So meaning to say, our opponent is not an ordinary opponent. Our enemy is not just an enemy. He is the devil. The devil himself is our enemy. So we need to be spiritually strong. Amen? The word devil has its meaning, acronym. Letter D means deceiver. deceiver. That's why he deceives Eve and Adam in the Garden of Eden, right? Deceiver. Then number two, experience. Experience. He never quits. He keeps on deceiving. It's sad to say, he deceives many people, not only unbelievers, but also some Christians. Experience. Then letter V, vicious or malicious. Vicious or malicious. It says, an idle mind is a devil workshop. So in our free time, in our spare time, we need to be busy. Amen? Busy reading the Word of God. Busy praying. Busy doing what is pleasing before the Lord. Vicious or malicious. Then letter I. Imitator. But the sad thing, he's not just an imitator. He was a great imitator. Great imitator. And letter L, it's a good news. He was a great loser. Amen? Amen? Deceiver, experience, vicious or malicious, great imitator, great loser. 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, one of the saying of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is finished. It means it is done. It's done. Being deceiver, being experienced, being vicious or malicious, being great imitator, great loser, it's done. It is finished. So, praise the Lord. Though our enemy is not just an enemy, praise God, because Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. We cannot defeat Satan by our own might, by our own strength, but we can defeat him by the power, by the Holy Spirit of our God. By God's grace, we can defeat the devil. We can defeat Satan. Tonight, let me share to you the message entitled, Strength in the Battle. Strength in the Battle. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much. I do thank you so much, God, for allowing me to stand before this pulpit, to share thy word. May you use thy servant mightily, oh God, I pray thee. Make me a channel of blessing and encouragement. Thanks so much, Lord, for Pastor Art Cole. Though this time he's not here, thanks so much for allowing me to preach before the members of this church. I pray, God, may you bless Pastor Cole. May you bless his family. May you bless this church, O God. Once again, I pray thee, O Lord, use thy servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Strength in the battle. Number one, our strength in the battle is our joy in serving the Lord. Our strength in the battle, number one, joy in serving the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse 20 says, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen? Since the time we accepted the Lord in our heart as our Lord and personal Savior, our name was written in heaven. Because of that, we are saved. Amen? We will go to heaven. We are saved. Rejoice because your name are written in heaven. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why Nehemiah keep on serving the Lord. That's why Nehemiah keep on rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. That's why Nehemiah can able to follow the commandments, the will of God, the will of the living God, because Nehemiah had joy in his heart in serving the Lord. Amen? Joy in serving the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The word strength means the state or quality of being strong, active or passive power, muscular force, vigor, power of endurance or resistance, toughness, makeup, intensity. Strength means the state or quality of being strong. When we have joy in our heart in serving the Lord, we are in the state or quality of being strong spiritually. Amen? We are strong, like Samson. We are strong spiritually. Then not only that, active. If we have joy in our heart in serving the Lord, in serving God, we are active in our prayer life. We are active reading the very Word of God. We are active attending to our to every activities of our church, to every services of our church. Not only Sunday school, not only worship service, not only gospel hour, prayer meeting, not only attending, but also attending on time. Amen? Active. Sorry to say that. I don't know. It's late this evening. Forgive me. The joy in serving the Lord, the state or quality of being strong, active or passive power, muscular force, vigor, power of endurance or resistance. If we are having a daily proper exercise, our physical body will have the power of endurance or resistance. The same thing, if we have joy in our heart in serving the Lord, our spiritual life will have the power of endurance or resistance. Amen? We keep on serving God, whatever the cause may be. Sometimes the sad things, when we are watching television about the news, about the weather forecast, wow, there is a snowstorm. Oh, we don't go to church anymore. You know, the devil is still deceiving many Christians. Deceiver. Amen? Amen. Apostle Paul says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. I learned that song when I was in Sunday school. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice, rejoice. Wow. The word, the song says, there is joy in serving Jesus. There is joy, joy, joy that never shall depart. Amen? Only the Lord can give joy in our heart. That joy will never depart. There is joy in serving Jesus. The word joy means gladness. Not only gladness, pleasure because of this. The word joy means gladness, not happiness. Because if you say gladness, there's a deep meaning from the word gladness compared to happiness. If you are happy, you can smile. You're happy. But if you are glad, you can shout, woo! right? If you are glad, you can jump! Woo! Yes! Right? That's the meaning of gladness. Extra happiness. Gladness. Especially when the young people courting a beautiful girl, a beautiful lady in this church. Then he said to that lady, "Sister, I've been praying for you for a year." Then the beautiful Baptist young people asked him, "Why you are praying for me?" "Because I love you." Then the young people said, "Stop praying, because I love you too." Woo! Yes! All right! Praise the Lord! You are glad, right? So we need to pray first before courting a beautiful Baptist young people, member of Baptist churches. Amen? Gladness! Oh man, wow, it's a blessing to have a beautiful girlfriend, to have a beautiful wife like my wife. My wife is very beautiful for me. Okay, gladness, pleasure. You know the word pleasure means enjoyment. Enjoyment. Satisfaction, will choice. Enjoyment, satisfaction. If we have joy in our heart in serving the Lord, we are happy, we are glad serving the Lord. Not only that, we enjoy all the blessings from God. Whether it is a small blessing, whether it is a big blessing, we enjoy it because we have in our heart the joy in serving the Lord. Satisfaction. We are satisfied to all the blessings from our God. But the sad thing is sometimes we are not happy. We don't enjoy the blessings from our God. We are not satisfied to all the blessings we have. Have you been already in the Philippines, sir? No? Wow. You witness the poverty of many Filipinos. Anyway, our country before is a rich country. But since those many politicians, leaders are corrupt, Our country become very, very poor. They put the money not in project, but in their bank account, in their pocket, in their wallet. That's the sad thing. Enjoyment, satisfaction. You know, Americans, you're so spoiled about many things. Lots of blessings, clothing, houses, car, food. You like seafood. Every time you see food, you eat. That's why, as I've said before, if I don't have a family, if I don't have church in the Philippines, I'm willing to stay here for the rest of my life. Why? Most of the time, eating. Many times, my friend, Brother Jeff, knocked on the door. "Brother, it's time to eat." I said, "Again? We just ate 3 hours ago. We will eat again?" Then sometimes, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. "Brother, you like ice cream?" Wow. I said, "Of course." Amen. I remember when I'm in the Philippines, and I'm still in the Philippines, many times, early in the morning, some of our members, church members, knocking on the door of our house, pastoral house. Then they ask for food. Pastor, share food. Please share food. Spare food for us. We have no food. We don't eat last night. We have no food. Sometimes you know the fruit papaya, unripe papaya, we just boil it. We'll just put salt on it. Then that's it. It's already a food for us with rice. But here, wow. Brother Jeff one time took me in a buffet. Then he said, eat. You can eat all. Then before I pray, when Pastor Jeff is praying, I'm also praying in my mind. He said, Lord, I wish that all the members of our church is also in this place. I wish that my family is also in this place, so that they will experience blessing. Joy in serving the Lord. Sorry for being emotional. I can't stop it. Especially when I remember some of our church members, they are asking for food. Imagine many times they experience not to eat. While here in America, most of the time, we are eating a lot of food. Strength in the battle, number one. Our strength in the battle is our joy in serving the Lord. The only reason of loneliness in serving the Lord is sin. The only reason of loneliness in serving the Lord is sin. King David says, Psalms chapter 51, verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen? He said that when he committed sin already, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Because King David knew that salvation is forever. It is eternal. King David had an assurance of salvation. Amen? He did not say, restore unto me my salvation. But he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. When King David committed sin, when King David committed adultery, the joy in serving the Lord in his heart gone because of sin. Amen? Sin means anything that is against the will of God. Anything that is against the will of God is sin. The only reason of loneliness in serving the Lord is sin. Our strength in the battle is our joy in serving the Lord. Number two, suffering in serving the Lord. Number one, joy in serving the Lord. Then number two, suffering in serving the Lord. Philippians chapter 1 verse 29 says, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake." Amen? Luke chapter 9 verse 23, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." We need to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. That is suffering. James chapter 5 verse 13 says, "If any among you afflicted, let him pray." If we have affliction in our heart, we don't need to complain. We don't need to ask the Lord why. But we need to pray and thank Him. Amen? Suffering in serving the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13, "But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering." But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. You know, though our country is a poor country, though many Christians in our church are poor, it's not a reason for us to stop in serving the Lord. Amen? Because we knew that difficulties, hardship in serving the Lord is just a part of Christian life. Anyway, the song says, "Somewhere beyond the blue, there's a mansion for me." Amen? Amen? There's a mansion for me. Anyway, we have a song. "I've got a mansion." Amen? "Yes, over the hilltop." So that's why when we are sometimes, you know, we cannot stop it. Especially when we experience poverty. Oh, it seems the devil deceives us. Oh, stop serving God. Quit. But no. "In my Father's house are many mansions." Amen? John 14, 1 to 3. Okay? "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." Amen? We are not a citizen of this world. We are just a pilgrim in this world. Amen? Number two, suffering in serving the Lord. The root word of the word suffering is suffer. Suffer means to feel pain or distress. Sustain injury, loss, or damage. Suffering. Number three, give me 5 minutes more. Amen? Because there's a saying, if you preach too long, they will not allow you to preach again next time. "Oh, Pastor Art, I'm Pastor Gani. Can I have a meeting to your church?" "Oh, brother, sorry. Sorry, we have no time. Call me next year." Wow! Because you preach 2 hours. Number one, the joy in serving the Lord. Number two, suffering in serving the Lord. Then number three, love in serving the Lord. Love in serving the Lord. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38, Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Amen? John chapter 14, verse 15 says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." To go on soul winning, to witness about our Lord Jesus Christ, to share the gospel, is one of the commandments of the Lord. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen? Since we received God in our heart, since we accepted the Lord in our heart as our Lord and personal Savior, we are 100% sure of going to heaven, not going to hell. We are 100% sure. We are 100% saved. Amen? But the question is, what about our loved ones? Our real brother and sisters? Our parents? What about our relatives? Our uncle, auntie, grandparents, cousin? What about our friends? Our best friends? Our neighbor? Are they saved? If they are not yet saved, we need to preach the gospel. Amen? We need to share the very word of God to them. There's no reason for us not to go on soul winning. There's no reason for us not to share the gospel. There is no reason for us not to witness about the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 says, in season or out of season, preach the gospel, preach the word in season and out of season. Amen? You know, the heartbeat of God is mission. The heartbeat of God, of our Lord, is mission. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. If there's a will, there's a way. Amen? We need to share the word of God. Oh, Pastor, I don't know how to preach, how to share gospel. You just repeat what you have learned for the one who shared to you the gospel. Amen? In the Philippines, after our service, you can see our picture. Wow, my color is not like this. I'm like a little bit black American. Every time, every day, we go on soul winning. We are looking for prospect. We are looking for someone to witness about our Lord Jesus Christ. Many times, we experience fasting. Anyway, I do the same here. I fasting many times. I don't want to spoil my stomach. Here in America, no fasting, fast eating. Amen? Number three, love in serving the Lord. As a missionary, we need a partner in prayer and in some other things we need in our missions. I hope this message become a blessing to each and every one of us, to each and every one of you. Strength in the battle, number one, joy in serving the Lord, number two, suffering in serving the Lord. Then number three, love in serving the Lord. Thanks so much and God bless you.